Welcome to the Almost Away podcast. This is episode 994. What does being authentic even mean? That's what we're going to talk about, because this is something you hear all the time. It applies to our personas online, but it also ties into how we handle ourselves away from the internet. So let's talk about this. Being authentic online is either sharing elements of your life, because you don't want to share everything. And we've seen people share everything online, and we're like, wow, that's probably some stuff they should keep to themselves. But sharing elements of your life online, and or, so there's another way of doing this too, taking whatever the popular trend at the time, whatever a popular topic is or a topic that you're interested in, and talking about it with your fingerprints all over your message. So putting your context within the message, and that will actually make it to where you stand out on the internet in 2024, because think of how all of this is set up. So many trending sounds and just trends in general, where it's very easy for people to just do a straight copy. I mean, on TikTok, you can, and really on any of them that have the sounds, you can just hit the sound and you can do a lip sync video, or you can do something that is just taking someone else's creation and, you know, using it for your content. And there is a time and a place for that. But when we're talking about authenticity, it is taking the central topic and putting your flavor to it, your fingerprints, as I said before. So that's authenticity, something that is unique to you. Doesn't necessarily have to be 100% in the way that we're talking about it when it comes to talking about an idea, but you can be inspired and influenced, but it is very clear that your message is your message. And by the way, because we're all inspired and influenced by each other, I see sometimes people will talk about, oh, well, that was my idea. Well, it's a couple of things. One, as I was saying, the internet in 2024 is very easy and is actually set up easy too, and is actually set up in a way for people to just do the same thing over and over. The second thing, when it comes to somebody thinking that they have an idea that is, you know, 100% unique to them, cool, execute on it. Put that out. That's really the interesting thing about, or one of the very interesting things about the time that we're in, because people are on their phones all the time, or most of the time, or a lot of the time, and you will be in front of them. Like, you can get your message in front of people, but it is your job to deliver that in a way that makes them want to stop scrolling and wants to get them to remember you. And a lot of times, if you have a central message that you're wanting to put out, you have got to talk about that and get that in front of people countless times before they're like, oh yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. That's why I have all of the podcasts that I do. That's why I have all the content that I do. I only talk about the same like one or two dozen things, but my hope is that a slight change, just a slight change in perspective, maybe it's how I feel on a given day, it's going to hit with you. Because I just want you comfortable in your own skin. I want you to embrace who you are as you are. A lot of that is going to be taking all the stuff. A lot of that is trusting yourself to take all the information that you've collected over the years, the stuff that you've worked through, and figure out your own path in so many different ways. But, you know, that's what it is. Like, I tell you guys this stuff all the time. I'm not the only person to do this, but you know a message is authentically mine when you come across it. Super important now with, especially with all the stuff going on with AI, and I'm pretty open with you guys. I use AI. A lot of what I use AI for is I'll take the transcripts of videos like this, and I'll do the descriptions. I'll do different, like I'll pull different topics and stuff like that. So this is another thing that ties into authenticity, is there's so many people right now with artificial intelligence wanting it to do all of the work for them. Like, oh, let me use this automated tool, and this, I'm just going to push a button and it's going to do everything for me. And in some instances, will that work? Yes, probably not as good as it would a year or two ago, but can that work in some instances? It can. But I think We're still going to be really wanting an authentic message. Again, we're going to want to hear from humans, and we're going to want to hear from their perspective and their spin and the spin that they have on things. So I think authenticity is always, it's something that we always, again, hear about when it comes to social media. But we don't necessarily, we'll probably say things like, I know it when I see it, but do you really know how to, like, can you define it? So that's what I'm doing here. This is my definition of authenticity. Again, if you're doing it online, it is sharing elements of your life, or talking about a topic or doing a trend or something and putting your fingerprints on it. That is authenticity. Now, when we're talking about sharing aspects and elements of your life, this comes back to awareness, self-awareness on online, but also offline as well, because your authentic self in your day-to-day away from your phone life is going to come back to how you view yourself. What is it that you want to do in life? What, you know, who are the people that you want to have around you? To what level of access do you want to give those people? And a lot of people, it's funny, especially if they don't have this level of awareness, will say, oh, that's just really selfish. No, that is knowing who you are, knowing what you want, knowing what you want to bring to other people, and knowing what you want them to bring to you. So authenticity in your relationships, and this is every relationship. Yes, this is your romantic relationships, family, friends, coworkers, acquaintances, people that you like. You go to the grocery store, you see the cashier or the staff there. Like, you know them by face. You may not know them by name. Maybe by the name tag, you do know them by name. But like, even it's your interactions with everybody. And the reason I bring up people that you don't even know the names of in your life away from your phone or from technology is that all of this stuff, like how you interact with people and the level of access that they have to you, comes back to awareness. And if you're sharing everything with everybody, well, then the authentic you, looking at the layers of you as a person, holds less value because anybody or, you know, near anybody can have access to you. But as you learn who you are, learn what you want out of life, and you learn what it takes for people to have access to you, and you learn what you want to have, what you want to get from having access to other people, you start having layers to you. So then again, what you're sharing is authentic because it is part of you. And this gets back to online, because if you're going online and people don't really know you as a person, there's elements of your life that you're probably willing to share, but you don't need to share everything. And then that scales all the way back in the layers until you get down to the relationship that you have with the person or persons that are really close to you, and then ultimately to the relationship that you have with yourself. So authenticity and the level of authenticity comes back to the amount of access that you allow people to have. And this comes back to knowing yourself, and then, of course, being comfortable with yourself, which is a really big challenge in this world where we're constantly on, you know, on tech, constantly on the go. And this is why people are like, well, be authentic. And that's because when you see somebody being authentic, which means that they are aware with who they are, they're aware with how they are, what they're putting out to the world, it stands out. Now, if we're talking about being aware of who we are and being aware of what we put out to the world, and I use the word persona when I talk about what we do on, you know, who we are online, I think it is important for however it is that you present yourself, there are elements of your actual personality coming through. Because that's the other thing that we talk about with the internet, right? People are only showing their highlight reel. You can be whoever it is that you want to be online. You can create a complete alternate persona for yourself. There's that word again, right? Like, is your persona alternate, or is your persona authentically you? And is there a sliding scale within that, depending on how you want to present yourself online, right? Lots of what ifs and a lot of kind of like if this, then this, and then individual, individual preferences and context apply. So a ton of stuff here, but really, like, when we talk about this, my hope is that you can come up with a really clear definition for you on what authenticity is, and then think of what this looks like for you in your life, because that's the most important part, right? Like, how are you showing up? How are you showing up and being perceived by the world at large on all levels, online and off, and from people that hardly know you to those that know you a little bit to those that you're really, really close to. But again, as we wrap up, and I do want to hear what your thoughts, your definition on authenticity, I'm just put my tongue, that's not good, are. So you can always email me. That is Daryl@DarylPerry.com. You can always email me there. Or if you want, you can, if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment under that. What did you think of the episode here? So go ahead and do that as well. But again, my definition of authenticity, I've got that they end up tying into each other, but I do have a clear definition between online and off. Online, it is how it's the aspects of your life, elements of your life that you are sharing, and or sharing your perspective on a trending topic or trend, or you know, something that like it's something that a lot of people know about or are talking about, but like your message is uniquely yours. It does not have to be 100% yours, because again, we are all influenced by others and we all learn from others. But you know, how can I see this or hear this or read this and know that it's a message from you? Because when you know it's a message from somebody, you're like, okay, this is authentically theirs. And this ties back to how you show up in your life away from your screens. And again, this is looking at that layered approach. If you have the awareness and you know who you are, you know what you want out of life, and you want to know what you offer to the world and what you want the world to offer to you, then you can start looking at the layers of access, levels of access that people have to you and how you interact with those, all the way from the, you know, people that you don't even, I mentioned the faceless people that you don't know the names of, that maybe you see on a regular basis locally in town, to the people that don't know you at all, to all the way back down on the other side to the people that know you a little bit and the people that know you very well. So a lot of the stuff we talk about comes back to self-awareness and boundaries and things like that. Because again, boundaries tie into this, right? One layer to the next. Anyway, those are my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Thank you as always for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.